Got the thumb up.
Call to order the Board of Works for July 25th.
Nobody cares.
First up is approval of the June 11th minutes.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. Pool update, July has not been as nice as June was. Attendance down a little bit, but July, we've noticed with the old pool also, a lot of activities going on with summer camps and church camps and sport camps and vacations. And with school going back next week, a lot of people are trying to get everything in. So, but it's still a great summer. We have a facility that I think rival anybody around here. We have people from all over that come and use it. Four Lakes update, we met with RDC the other day, last Thursday, and gave them a little update. We have put everything out to bid on our end. JP's doing with all the asphalt, but the shelter house and the spray park, Larry Donovan is handling that. What we're hoping is to get it back on the 12th of August and open those and report to my board on the 17th and award those bids to get that going. Last weekend was the kids' try, the YMCA, I believe they had 98 come through. That's a real nice event. If you've never been able to volunteer for that, you ought to come out. They have three different races, and the youth and the family race, you had kids as young as 3 years old with their parents going through the pool, riding around the track, and then running on the walking track. Tomorrow night, I'll let Chief give bore, but tomorrow night is the National Kids Night Out with the Police Department at Rainbow Beach from 6 to 8. Tomorrow is our last Art in the Park of the summer at Four Lakes. This weekend is the Key to Back to School event. They do a little bit at the park, but mostly it's at Washington School. We have the Butterfly Walk this weekend also at the park, and then in August, the second weekend is the Hoosier.
Real quick, sunscreen at the park?
Yeah, Good Samaritan Hospital.
Well, they did go there.
Mr. Mark Hill contacted us.
Well, thank you.
The Robinson Pool had this opportunity, and it is the Crawfordville or Crawford County Memorial Hospital bought sunscreen dispensers for the pool. So Mark was over there visiting and contacted me. We contacted the mayor, contacted Susan, got us with Gary Hackney at the foundation, and the hospital foundation purchased those stations for us and Bicknell Pool.
I think it's oncology department.
Was it oncology?
Oncology, that's great.
So we have four dispensers at our pool located around, and we have also one inside for the guards.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, that was really nice to have. I talked to Gary Saturday night at the 100 Men the Cook, and we're still waiting on signings from the hospital, but that was really nice for us to have out there.
Yeah, thanks for following up with that. That's great.
Thanks for the heads up. Thanks, Mayor.
Police Department.
Mr. Goulash, that's what we call him. Did you have goulash for lunch?
I did not win the golden spatula. Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. First thing I wanted to mention, like Steve did, the National Night Out is tomorrow night. It's a big event for us. I think the guys really enjoy it. It's a similar event for us, like Shop with a Cop, where we get to meet with people on a positive note, and all the officers are on hand. It's a good opportunity for the public to meet some of the guys that, maybe some of the newer guys that they're not familiar with, and we end up normally seeing several hundred people come through. Got some bicycles and some really good giveaways and free hot dogs and chips, so we're looking forward to doing that, and we surely appreciate the Park and Rec for all they do to help us put it on. So looking forward to that tomorrow night. I wanted to ask as well this evening, I know that actually the Board of Works, whenever I'm going to fill a position at the police department, I come to ask to fill the position to you all. I do, however, have to talk with the council about the funding, if it's something that's going to change on that. Where I'm going with this is, we have Denny Holt that is scheduled for the drop that will be leaving after the first part of the year. We do still have our three positions that are open, but that will make a fourth position. And what we were hoping was, since we've had the absence of officers in the three positions that are open right now for a while this year, We're hoping to go ahead and get the fourth person that will fill Major Holt's position at the same time coming up here so that they can get their feet on the ground and be ready to go to the academy late part of January, first part of February with the other three officers. So I have to present and request from the council if that is feasible for them. What I would likely do would be ask at the end of the year to encumber monies from my salaries to the next year so that, you know, again, there's money that is there to pay these officers. I would just have to, at the end of the year, encumber a little bit of money to cover those that short period.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Chief.
That's all I got.
Thank you.
Next is city engineer. Bryce is out. His daughter and 9 grandkids are here in town. So.
Kimmel Road continues progress. The sanitary sewer is done. Both the relocation routing system for the development. Water line has started. Storm sewer started as well. On the Riverwalk, it continues along. They're working on the decorative concrete on the Hart Street end, and they've started on the masonry on the Main Street end. So those are the two major projects we have going right now. And we submitted our applications for the Community Crossings 50-50 grant. Waiting back, it'll be the end of August before we're back on that.
Okay. Great. Thanks, John.
We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is East Lindell Street closing, August 21st, Christian Campus Fellowship, Wayne Tillman.
Wayne Tillman wearing the Christian Campus Fellowship hat today. We do an open house for VU students, and that is scheduled for August 21st. I'd like permission to close the street 4 to 10 that Sunday evening. It's right in front of the campus house, just
right.
The back half of that block.
Okay.
We usually do this every year.
Yeah, right. I've done it for 20 years probably.
Right. Okay, we'll make a motion to close East Lindale on the 100 block on Sunday, August 21st from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is sidewalk sales, street closing, and banners. Birch and Brenda Kern.
Kathy Birch with the Vincent Central Business District. And we have sidewalk sales coming up. It'll be August 4th, 5th, and 6th. We typically close the Main Street from 4th Street to 2nd Street. We wanted to see if you guys thought we could close half of this street. One lane. Do you guys think that would be possible?
I'm going to think for safety reasons that you're asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was brought up at the meeting, and I told them I would check on it. So if that's not possible, we still want to close them all the way from 4th Street to 2nd.
And everybody's in agreement with that, because I think last year we had some
discussion.
Individuals weren't happy.
Didn't ask last year. Someone else did, so I didn't know. Okay. So we would like to close them from 4th Street to 2nd Street on Thursday and Friday, the 4th and 5th. We will take the barricades down on Thursday night and put them back up on Friday morning.
Okay, then are the times different on the 6th then?
The 6th, we don't close it on Saturday. Just do it on Thursday.
It's just the 4th and 5th
that you
close
the
streets. Okay, so that's the motion. Okay, so we'll make a motion to close Main Street from 4th to 2nd on August 4th and 5th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then you also had a banner request.
Yep, that's already done, I guess. Brenda already took care of that. So.
Do we need to make a motion on that, or that's been previously approved? We'll approve a banner request for the second streak the week of July 18th. That was last week. Is it already up?
Yeah.
It's up.
of
the Board of Works. And we'll approve
that was okay.
Yeah.
That's up.
better ask for forgiveness and permission. So with Paul's permission, we hung it on the 18th, and we'll do it on the week of 25th and August 1st on College Avenue. Is that okay with you, Paula?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Eucharistic procession request, October 23rd, Vincent's Catholic Community Deacon.
Cletus.
Well, beware that I'm behind a podium.
That's right. You dressed funny, too. That's how I don't get it.
There is a group up here, the Vincennes, or actually the Knox County Catholic Community, would like to do a Eucharistic procession. I don't know if you received the information that was emailed to your office for describing the Eucharistic procession of the sacrament in the monstrous. A request for a permit is to leave St. John's Catholic Church and cross its parking lot and taking a left on 9th Street and then taking a left onto Main and stopping at between 4th and 5th Street at the Pocket Park for about 5 to 10 minutes of adoration, and then onto 2nd Street, taking left at 2nd Street onto the Old Cathedral or St. Francis Xavier, the Basilica. Mm. I've already contacted the George Rogers Clark Park and asked for their permission in case our group got into the grassy areas, and they gave me permission. But that is our going to our request of us to be able to go down Main Street on October 23rd, okay, roughly between 12:30 to about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
In that area.
Okay. So, Chief, you had a chance to look at that, or?
I did.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, we're going to make a motion to, go ahead, Chris, nothing, please.
Okay. The one thing that was asked me on there in the question, and I discussed it with the mayor, to confirm the Diocese of Evansville will be our underwriter for the insurance.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, we'll make a note of that. Okay. So, we'll grant permission for our Eucharistic procession to take place on Sunday, October 23rd, starting at St. John's and ending at the Old Cathedral and stopping at the park at Pocket Park between 4th and 5th with police escort.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Great, thanks, Curtis.
Next is Riverfront Pavilion Rental, wedding September 16th, 2017, Jan Williams. I don't think this is Jan.
You're not nearly pretty enough to get married again. I'm like, I think he wears a Rock Chalk Jayhawk shirt. What's that?
Hey, you know, I will always be a Jayhawker. What can I say? Mike Williams or Emma Williams, whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I'm not picky. Just requesting to rent the Riverfront Pavilion for Gretchen's wedding. The last one, thank God. September 16th, 2017.
Well, you're well ahead of the game. That's good. From 1:30 p.m. till midnight, correct? And so then, Paul, they have to show proof of insurance, or they'll need the insurance. So as long as you get that done, so so pending receipt of insurance, will approve the rental of the Riverfront Pavilion on Saturday, September 16th, 2017, from 1:30 p.m. till midnight.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next is levy project change order number one for Division 6. Mr. Mass Ward.
Mass Ward, Southern Indiana Development Commission, and I've got a change order for Division 6. It's change order one. It's levy flood wall rehabilitation. And this project is It's for the removal of concrete at the flood wall. It's then also add 8-foot section of flood wall rehab at 2nd Street Pump Station, regrade behind retaining wall at Oliphant, and then restore seed and riprap. The change order itself is $4,959, and it will be paid for with grant funds. So it's not anything additional for the city. It's grant funding.
All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the levy project change order number one for Division 6 as requested by Mr. Sward for SIDC in the amount of $4,959.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thank you.
Next, the Sixth and Main demolition quotes.
I have the bid from Robinson Excavating. I received two bids for the demolition of Sixth and Main. Robinson Excavating's bid was $19,989. I've reviewed the bid and it is in compliance with the bid documents. I need a Board of Works acceptance of the bid for public work.
Just so you guys know, this was they were opened at the RDC.
Right.
The RDC, yeah.
Right.
RDC is paying.
So are we approving the specific grantor of the quote, or we're?
Yeah, we're approving the Robinson Excavation
okay.
bid for $19,989 on
okay.
behalf of the RDC.
Okay. So I'll make that motion to approve the acceptance of the quote for demolition of 6th and Main from Robinson Excavating and Construction for $19,989.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next is LPA NDOT contract, second midline.
Right, that one is in your packet.
This is the ones that have this
on. That one's next. That's not
that
the one
next.
I'm talking
you
about
have
right
the next
now.
One in our packet.
Right, the one that's in your packet is a contract for the City of Vincennes and NDOT saying that we are going to proceed with the project and construct Second and Niblack. Contracted City of Vincennes and in a Department of Transportation.
So this is the contract.
Right, we're in the final.
I don't have that one over there for us to sign.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have the signature page printed off here for you to sign.
And this contract is for the Niblack
second
and Niblack
right. final
piece of that
development.
Right.
Where the letting is in October, so tracings have been submitted. So we're in the final. We're assembling the contract book, and this is a piece of documentation that NDOT needs from us saying that we're going to proceed with the project and go to construction.
Okay, all right. So. And that's for the one. Okay. All right. So we're making a motion to approve the Second and Niblack LPA NDOT contract per the recommendations of City Engineer John Sprague as presented to the Board of Works.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is Time Warner Cable.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, the board approved a routing for this project that went through VU campus.
VU.
It has since been learned that they had the wrong destination in their project. For the last 6 months, they've been working towards the wrong location. And through this hiccup of going through VU campus, they finally confirmed that they actually need to go to the new Verizon Tower on Sycamore. So I'm here requesting on their behalf the approval of the new route, which all of it is the same up to Minneapolis, but now we need to go on 6th Street from Minneapolis to Sycamore to the Verizon Tower. And it's going to be a combination of bore and overhead. I think most of it will actually be bored from Minneapolis to Sycamore.
So the aforementioned misdirection was entirely on this company and not on the university or the city.
No. Okay. There were like five different business entities that were incorporated on this, and Time Warner is the one I have been speaking to.
Right.
But it was not their mistake. It was the next level up. Okay. I want to say maybe Verizon, or there may have been somebody in between Time Warner and Verizon. Like I said, there's so many contractors. I don't know how they're doing it, but they said that this is the final route and this is what they did.
Okay. So were there streets that were torn up inadvertently or?
No.
No.
Not
okay. Not yet. Okay.
They've started the work on the approved route so far because most of it's overhead with some
right.
small bores. That was already approved. That wasn't affected by the wrong final location.
Okay.
So they're good up to Minneapolis and that's where they've been working. But now they're ready to go from Minneapolis on the new route.
Okay. So we're approving the Time Warner Cable new route from 6th to Sycamore per the recommendations of City Engineer.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is LPA Consultant Inspection Contract for the Second Niblack.
Okay, that's the one I just sat down on the desk. This is an inspection contract with Lock Mueller Group. We went through the RFP process, I guess, 4 years ago, and that was in the selection process for the design. So we have a contract ready to go with Lock Mueller Group for the inspection of the project.
Okay.
This is an hourly, not to exceed contract. What that means is we have an amount of $210,000, but if they don't work all the hours that we anticipate working, then it would be less. So it's a not to exceed. They
not to exceed
on an hourly rate.
$210,000.
Very similar to the Heritage Trail inspection contract that we have with RQAW.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve the LPA consultant inspection contract for Second and Niblack as recommended by the city engineer, not to exceed $210,000.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is Elite Environmental Service Agreement.
Okay, sure, brought a bottle of water with me. We just approved the demolition contract for the RDC, but before that gets started, we have to inspect for asbestos. I have a quote from Elite Environmental, which comes highly recommended from a lot of municipalities that have used them in the past. This quote is for $550, $350 for 530 Main Street, and $200 for 526 Main. And this is for them to come and do a detailed assessment and testing of possible asbestos materials. This is not for the removal of the items. They have to confirm what's there. They'll test it, and then they'll give us a quote for the removal of the items.
And this is post-demolition, or this is?
Pre-demolition.
Pre-demolition.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll get this approved. They'll get it inspected likely this week and tested, and then they'll have a recommendation on remediation. And hopefully we can get that taken care of in the next couple weeks, and then we can go to demolition.
And this doesn't affect the bid on the demolition itself?
No.
Because that would be a separate process.
I originally had it in the bid, but then I learned a little bit more on how the process is supposed to work with these situations, mainly how we do it. This is how we do it on the blighted properties. You take care of the asbestos first, and then you award the contract. So the contractor won't have anything to do with asbestos.
Okay.
He'll have a clean slate.
All right. So, John, you have to do anything at City Council tonight? You need some lozenges? Or
No, I think this
is just wanting to do some
my last tonight. Item.
Okay. So we're going to make an approval of the service agreement with the Elite Environmental and Safety Services in the amount of $550, which includes the inspection of 530 Main Street and 526 Main Street for asbestos.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
So you need us to sign which?